Blog Talk Radio.
This is KWOD Radio, and this is Patty Holstrand, and I am on live. This is Thursday. And we've been having some problems with the connecting with Skype and between that and Blog Talk Radio. So I'm not sure whether or not we will be able to use this thing, but the show today. But just wanted to go ahead and run something. We were supposed to have the author, mystery thriller based in Arizona. Author Michael Allen Scott, I have not heard from him. So far he has not called in. So we're really batting 100 today, but you know, it's probably just as well. We're having problems with the quality and have to go through the cell phone in order to do this instead of going through Skype. And it's just, you know, obviously not as good quality. And I sure don't need to run through my minutes. So, I'm just going to talk a little bit about some things that are going on in our community right now on our calendar. Until Michael Allen Scott actually comes on. We'll see. Otherwise, the calendar, we've got quite a few things coming up. It's been a crazy month of March. I think most of you know that for Arizona, for cosplay and Leprechaun. And tomorrow starts Konnichiwa Anime in Tucson. That'll be all weekend, 21st through the 23rd. Also, we're going to, also tomorrow is a deadline for the WAD newspaper for April's issue. We've got a lot of cool stuff going on. Obviously, the Leprechaun is going to be a Leprechaun issue. So there'll be a lot of things about the, could be in that interview with Gail Carriker. In the newspaper this week, we'll also have her on live right here on KWOD Radio on April 8th, just like it was issue of how we're having with the connection. We also have another interview on the 25th, which is next Tuesday, same time, in that channel. Lucera Mason, she's an author of Renegades. So definitely tune in there. Also this weekend, we have Laughing Moon Convention, which of course is a gaming convention by our very good friend and author, Todd Van Hooser. We're also going to have the Black Scorpion Trebuchet out at this particular convention, in which Astrid can have some live shooting. And she heard it here first, live shooting projectiles from the Black Scorpion Trebuchet that sponsored by our good friends over at Imperial Outpost and also VIP Airsoft in Gilbert, Arizona. And you guys know Imperial Outpost here, the awesomest gaming store in the Valley, or at least in the West Valley. To be fair, people on the other side, the east side will get mad at me. And since I live over here, we've got to be fair. Anyway, the Lothian Moon Con starts at 10 in the morning and it goes to 10 at night, and that will be way out there. Way out there at the desert edge. This is a kind of funny desert edge. Yeah, it's the edge of the city, edge of our community here in Phoenix. So Desert Edge High School, way out there. So coming out and have some fun. Yeah, they got some live things going on. Might even have some singing by Todd. I know that's going to be scary. I'll be there just for a little bit in the morning to set up, and then I'll be off and running again. Have the publishing marketing meetup that I do typically every third Saturday, but we had moved it due to Tucson Festival of Books from last weekend to this Saturday at 12:30 to 2:30, and that'll be in Tempe. Also on Sunday, our good friends over at Lo-Fi Coffee are hosting the Inkzilla Book Browse. I have it on my calendar as being 11 o'clock morning, but I'll be there very briefly. I also have a Leprechaun committee meeting that day. So if you want to see me, I will be there from noon to 2, so a couple hours, and then I'll be off and running again. So come and see me. You want to set up, if you're an author and would like to talk to me about doing a radio show, give me a call, or come over to at the Inkzilla Book Browse at Lo-Fi Coffee this Sunday on the 23rd and talk to me about that. So I already talked about the thing we have going on of K-Rod Radio on the 25th, Sarah Mason. And we may be filling up 27th, but that's not definitive yet. Newspapers will be out on the 28th of March. So if you want to get your ads in, you better do it now, as it's selling up fast. We've got lots of great stuff, and we'll be discussing a lot of things going on in April, including all of the movie things going on. Down here. The Phoenix Film Festival and the Horror Festival is going on in the beginning of April, and Geek Day at the Film Bar. We've been invited out there. Not sure whether we're bringing the Black Scorpion Trebuchet or not. It'd be very cool even if we have to piece tie it to take it out and show it off. Definitely a weapon of mass destruction. So that's definitely the movie going kind of prop to be able to bring in a show. And of course, this thing is actually works. So it'd be awesome to be able to shoot some things off. And again, that's Phoenix Film Festival and Geek Day on April 6th, Sunday from 1 to 6. So it's April 6th from 1 to 6 at the Film Bar, which is right downtown Phoenix. Again, we got Gail Carrick coming and talking to us on K-Wad Radio on Tuesday, April 8th, 5:30 to 6:30. If you want to get a little hint of some things we'll be talking about, definitely grab a hold of the paper between now and the 8th. We have an interview on the front cover going inside from Gail Carrick. And that'll be it for now. Lots of cool stuff going on. And, you know, Arizona is just pretty terrific weather here, so we can have a lot of fun things going on. In April, we also have Macy's Pick and Friday on the 11th. L.A. Times Book Festival. That's not here in Arizona, obviously, but definitely one of the best book festivals that there are in the United States. So it could be a miss to talk about book news if we didn't talk about the LA Book Festival. And that'll be actually on my birthday. So 12th and 13th, everyone. So I don't have a two-day birthday. I'm just kidding. But the 12th is definitely my birthday. So make it out there to the LA Times Book Festival, and you guys see me, definitely say, hey, happy birthday. We'll also be talking to Sandra, again, after our wonderful interview the other day with Sandra. We'll be focusing strictly on her book and her speaking on Thursday, April 17th, 5:30. And Ben Pancha, he's going to be having his own show He's actually having his book signing tonight. So I want to do a shout out for Ben. Hey, Ben. Good luck on your book launch party tonight at Shaking Hands Bookstore. And again, it's April 22nd. We'll be talking to him in person, 5:30 to 6:30, April 22nd, that's Tuesday. And then we've got another one, another K-Bot radio show. Oops. That's not right. I'll have to correct that. Looks like Sarah's in here for 2 months in a row. I don't think that's possible. Somebody has that calendar wrong. Our good friend Mike D'Ambrosio is coming to Arizona, to be at Leprechaun. And he'll be in the town early on May 2nd, Friday. So definitely doing some fun things with him over that weekend. I'm sure it has something to do with lots of different bars and some eating. And, let's see, WonderCon. Well, you know, we were mentioning things that were outside of Arizona. WonderCon in Anaheim, California is 18th, 19th, and 20th. You'd be amiss if you didn't talk about WonderCon. And that's about it for now. We do have Kingman Poetry Slam and on the 4th of April. And then a Kingman Book Festival will be on the 5th, which is Saturday. I know, I'm going backwards. But what I did was I mentioned big things, and Kingman is kind of a small town. It's on the way to Los Angeles. Well, it's on its way to Las Vegas. So you guys can, you know, come on out on Friday for the Poetry Slam, and then the Kingman Book Festival on the 5th, and then you continue on to Las Vegas, if that's what you want to do, and spend the rest of the weekend in Las Vegas, and then come home. Sounds like a good plan to me. If anybody wants to pay me, I'm ready for a road trip. So let me talk a little bit about our guess I was supposed to be calling in today. He was born and raised, and it's kind of funny here we're talking about Kingman in Arizona. He was born and raised on the edge of the high desert in Kingman, Arizona. Gee, I wonder if he's going to be out there at Kingman Book Festival. More than likely, I would think. If you want to meet him in person, Michael Allen Scott resides in Scottsdale now. He was raised in Kingman. Cynthia is his wife, and 100-pound Doberman. Otto. In addition to writing mysteries and speculative fiction, his interests include music, photography, art, scuba diving, and honor writing. Sounds like a real well-rounded man. For the latest, you can get a hold of him at www.michaelallenscott.com. He has a contemporary mystery thriller, a paranormal mystery. To be more precise, for mystery fans, it twists and turns like a dragon, kite, in the high wind. That's his word, by the way. Good words, too. Very visual. Mystery connoisseurs, beware. See, he's got an interesting book. He's got Arizona thing going on. Double shooting of an Arizona real estate developer and his mistress and bookkeeper. Which is probably a good thing. And, it's just, you know, again, you've got to solve the problem. You've got to solve the mystery of who killed the developer. So, again, the story is based right here in Arizona, and we, of course, always love that kind of stuff. So, without further ado, I'm going to say, I'll do a shout-out to our friends again at Imperial Post. Is our pastor of K-Quad Radio Show, as well as the Quad Internet website, and, of course, the newspaper. I am busy working on the newspaper, everyone, so if you have any articles that you would like to submit, definitely get a hold of me at either through Facebook at pj.holstrand, H-U-L-T-S-T-R-A-N-D, or email me direct at editor. If I have to spell that for you, then I don't know why you're writing. Editor at thewod, it's spelled exactly how I said it, thewod.net. So it's editor at thewod.net. Have any articles or definitely if you're an advertiser or would like interested in to sponsoring all these full Trebuchet, you know, Blascopian Trebuchet locations that we are going out to, then get a hold of me and inform me that you're interested in that, want to know more. I'll talk to you. I'll talk to anybody. Well, okay, not everybody. But still, this, I think I've really pushed it to the limit today. So I'm going to say he's had some time here to get hold of me, and I'm going to deal with it again. It's about 16 minutes already. Pretty good for BSing. I got my good 16 minutes of BSing, and so I'm going to call it a night because, you know what, I triple booked myself tonight, and so it's just as well. And I kind of want to get an answer from Blog Talk on what's going on with this issue with this guy. So without further ado, I'm going to say good night. KY Radio, this is Patty Holter, and signing out.